The first class of Marine trainees from the Energy Department's new solar job training program graduated earlier this year. The program is the Sunshot Initiative. Its goal is to train service members as solar panel installers and do other sorts of solar industry jobs. There are 3 military bases and more than 200 service members involved. For more on the program, Tom spoke to Min Lee, director of the Sunshot Initiative.
The Sunshot Initiative was actually launched with the ambitious goal of reducing the cost of electricity so that it's comparable to conventional energy generation sources. And that would require a 4x reduction, 4x reduction in the cost of solar from our 2010 baseline. And we set ourselves the ambitious goal to do that by the end of the decade, by 2020. The industry has made tremendous progress along that line. In fact, we're about 70% of the way towards our 2020 goals, just about 4 or 5 years into this decade-long initiative. So tremendous progress, and that's resulted in a lot of deployment all across the country. In fact, we have about 22 times more solar across America in 2011 than we did in 2008. So as the president mentioned in the State of the Union address last month, every 3 weeks we install more solar in America than we did in all of 2008. And so all that growth in deployment is, of course, leading to a lot of job growth. There's now 174,000 jobs across America at the end of 2014 in the solar industry. And that's a growth of about 31,000 new jobs all across America, and a very significant job growth. One out of 78 new jobs last year was actually a solar job. And so now you can imagine with that much job growth, there's a need for skilled people to enter the solar industry. As part of the Solar Foundation job survey, they also noted that about 10% of the solar workforce are actually veterans already. Okay, and so that's actually maybe 2x more than your typical industry. And so veterans already make a very strong part of the solar workforce, and that's because veterans come out of the armed services very skilled. They have the qualities that this industry needs, a lot of teamwork, a lot of the discipline. And so we focus our training around ensuring that the industry has the skilled labor necessary to fill that demand for employment.
What are some of the solar jobs? What do people do?
There's actually many different types of jobs in the solar industry, as you might imagine, in many industries. We have a job classification system. I think we've identified at least 37 to 40 different types of jobs, ranging all the way from installation jobs, and there are many different types of installation jobs, to supply chain, to sales and marketing. These are jobs in other, similar to other industries. And so working with the Department of Defense and working with various bases, we've identified various, skill codes. Codes and job descriptions that have worked really well to transition service members into the solar industry.
All right, so how does the program work? How do they get trained? What is Energy's role, and how do you find the people, and so on?
So last fall, we announced a pilot initiative. I believe it was in September, we announced a pilot initiative with 3 different Department of Defense bases, and we've identified those bases. And the first cohort actually just graduated a couple weeks ago at Camp Pendleton. And the way the pilot is working right now, it's actually taking advantage of a new Department of Defense policy that was put in place in 2014. It's called the DoD Skill Bridge. And prior to this new policy, your typical transitioning service member would first leave the service and then become a veteran, and then they would access their post 9/11 GI Bill benefits. And you can, they will typically be able to take advantage of benefits at community colleges or universities for training and transitioning to civilian careers. What was really exciting about the DoD Skill Bridge program is it enables service members during their last 6 months of service to gain new skills and get training before they leave the service so that they potentially could have a job the day after they leave. And so working in close partnership with the Department of Defense and some bases, we were able to identify Camp Pendleton as the first one because it's in California in the San Diego region with very high solar demand. And we had a cohort of 20 Marines and Navy service members who are transitioning out of the service in their last 6 months of service. And we had an intensive 1-month-long course that trained them and got them to the point of a certification, NABCEP certification, which is the gold standard in the solar industry. It's a certification process. And what we also did was we asked our leading solar companies, five leading solar companies in the industry, to interview these students as they're going through the course. And it was really exciting because pretty much every single one of them got multiple job or will have multiple job offers, and they will have the job the day they leave.
Min Lee is the director of the Sunshot Initiative at the Energy Department. And these large companies that are involved with this, that I guess would become possible employers, SolarCity, Vivint Solar, Sunrun, SunEdison, and SunPower. Are these all panel companies? I mean, what do they do?
The training that we provide here prepares the transitioning service members to enter the installation part of the business as well as potentially the supply chain. So, you know, all these companies that you mentioned there are major solar installers. Some of them are hiring 400 to 500 people per month, okay? In our pilot program, we train 20, right? And so there's tremendous demand from some of these companies for skilled employees.
I mean, they're coming around where I live and these companies, some companies, and saying, well, we'll put the stuff on your roof for free, and then you put money back in the grid and so on and so forth. I didn't want it on my roof because of the way it looks. But so installing those things and connecting them up to the house and to the back to the poles and whatever electrical connection you have in the neighborhood, this is the type of thing that they would do?
Yes, and you know that's the basic job, and those jobs pay around $25 an hour, I believe. So that's your basic job, but then there's much higher skilled jobs that can take advantage of the service members. You know, some of the service members that graduated from this program, you know, have decades of supply chain logistics experience that these companies that interviewed them were salivating about.
Yeah, what are the jobs in supply chain and logistics? Does that mean like purchasing and procurement?
Purchase and procurement, making sure that you can imagine in the armed service, you know, one of the key things is to make sure that you have the supplies to the troops in the right places at the right time. And when we're talking about solar and the growth of solar across the industry, we're talking about millions and millions of solar panels and equipment that needs to be located in the right places at the right time, and they're constantly being used. So really strong people in supply chain logistics, you know, strong people who can run and manage crews and teams of installers. I think there's tremendous opportunity for the leadership that our service members in the armed services have gained, you know, their skills over time to apply to this growing industry.
All right, so what's coming next for this program?
So next is that we are expanding this pilot to Fort Carson in Colorado, and then later on at the Norfolk Naval Station. And then we're working in tight partnership with the Department of Defense's Skill-Based Program and the Veterans Administration, as well as the Department of Labor, to create an enduring model for this exciting opportunity for our service members.